Declaration of Military Accountability. 1 January 2024. An open letter to the American people from signatories of this Declaration of Military Accountability. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. John Adams. In the course of human events, it sometimes becomes necessary to admonish the lawless, encourage the faint-hearted, and strengthen the weak. We have reached just such a time in our history. The affairs of our nation are now steeped in avaricious corruption, and our once stalwart institutions, including the Department of Defense, are failing to fulfill the moral obligations upon which they were founded. Standing upon our natural and constitutional rights, we hereby apprise the American people that we have exhausted all internal efforts to rectify recent criminal activity within the armed forces. In the Declaration of Independence, our founding fathers sought separation. We seek no separation, but through this letter and the efforts we pledge herein, we pursue restoration through accountability. We intend to rebuild trust and restore the rule of law, particularly within the armed forces. Ultimately, we strive to once again become a moral people, restoring our nation and making it again worthy of the great gift of liberty won by the colonial era American people. While implementing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, military leaders broke the law, trampled constitutional rights, denied informed consent, permitted unwilling medical experimentation, and suppressed the free exercise of religion. Service members and families were significantly harmed by these actions. The suffering continues to be felt financially, emotionally, and physically. Some service members became part of our ever-growing veteran homeless population, some developed debilitating vaccine injuries, and some even lost their lives. In an apparent attempt to avoid accountability, military leaders are continuing to ignore our communications regarding these injuries and the laws that were broken. For Gen Milley, ADM Grady, Gen McConville, ADM Gilday, ADM Lesher, Gen Brown, Gen Berger, Gen Smith, VADM Kilby, VADM Noel, VADM Fuller, LTG Martin, Lieutenant Gen Davis, MG Edmondson, Gen Williams, ADM Fagan, VADM Buck, Lieutenant Gen Clark, MG Francis, LTG Dingle, Lieutenant Gen Miller, RADM Gillingham, and numerous others. These individuals enabled lawlessness and the unwilling experimentation on service members. The moral and physical injuries they helped inflict are significant. They betrayed the trust of service members and the American people. Their actions caused irreparable harm to the armed forces and the institutions for which we have fought and bled. These leaders refused to resign or take any other action to hold themselves accountable, nor have they attempted to repair the harm the policies and actions have caused. Since there has yet to be any accountability, the undersigned give our word to do everything morally permissible and legally possible to hold our own leadership accountable. We intend to rebuild trust by demonstrating that leaders cannot cast aside constitutional rights or the law for political expediency. The flag and general officers are far from the only ones complicit in recent illegal activities, as a significant number of SES leaders and political appointees contributed. Evidence indicates that other executive agencies are engaging in illegal activity. However, as service members and veterans, we feel particularly responsible for the DoD and, in accordance with our oaths, we will make every effort to demonstrate by example how an institution can put its own house in order. We, the undersigned, on behalf of hundreds of thousands of service members and the American people, while appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for guidance and purity of intention, mutually pledge to each other that we will do everything in our power, through lawful word and action, to hold accountable military leaders who failed to follow the law when the leadership and moral courage was most desperately needed. In the coming years, thousands within our network will run for Congress and seek appointments to executive branch offices, while those of us still serving on active duty will continue to put fulfilling our oaths ahead of striving for rank or position. For those who achieve the lawful authority to do so, we pledge to recall from retirement the military leaders who broke the law and will convene courts martial for the crimes they committed. For those of us who attain legislative offices, we pledge to introduce legislation to remove all retirement income for the military leaders who were criminally complicit, and we will ensure none serve in or retire from the senior executive service. This endeavor will be a continuous process with a long-term time horizon, but fulfilling our oaths to defend the Constitution requires just such persistent vigilance. Likewise, we are obligated, and so commit to train those who come after us to fulfill the duty in achieving this accountability and safeguarding against such leadership failures hereafter. Our nation was once great because it was good. It was built on moral principles founded in natural law, and yet, the recent acceleration of moral relativism has us headed towards a precipitous implosion. While all good things come to an end, we refuse to allow our nation to go quietly into the depths of decadence and decay. We promise to exhaust all moral, ethical, and legal means to restore the rule of law, and will begin by attempting to hold senior military leaders accountable. The Constitution is the supreme law of our land. We will fight to enforce that law and put an end to the two-tier justice system. May future generations see our efforts and, God willing, may they also be recipients of the great gift of liberty that we have had the honor of safeguarding. 2. Blank, Peter Chambers LTC, USA, Rhett Blank, Mark Bashore FMR. 1 LT USA FMR. MSGT USA F Blank, Brad Miller Veteran, USA, Blank, Teresa M. Long, MD. MPH MCFSLTC, USA, Blank, Dennis, Nate Kane Cand. 2024 U.S. House WV2, Veteran, USA. Blank, Robert A. Green Jr. Commander, USN, Blank, Darren Gaub LTC, USA, Rhett Blank, Grant Smith Major, USA, Blank, Cameron Hamilton Cand. 2024 U.S. House VA7, U.S. Navy SEAL, Rhett Blank, Chris Coulomb Cand. 2024 U.S. House, CA2, Veteran, USA. Blank, Samuel Sigaloff, DU FMR. Major, USA, Blank, Carolyn Rocco, Lieutenant Col, USAF, Blank, Scott Kesterson, Veteran, USA. Founder and voice of Bard SFM, Blank, John S. Trainer, CH. Col, USAF, Blank, Nick Gray, CEO, USJAGFMR Sergeant, USAOIF 0608, Blank, Amber Smith, Veteran, USAFMR Deputy Assistant to the Secretary of Defense, Blank, Ivan E. Raiklin, ESQ. LTC, US Army, RET, BNC, MD Select, SF, ME, Blank, Nick Copper. CAND. 2024 AZH DIST. 25 MSGT, USAF Rhett Blank, Rob Manis Col, USAF Rhett Blank, Samuel Shoemate CW2, USA, Rhett Blank, Sonny D. Fleeman 3 SSGT, USA, Rhett Combat Disabled Veteran 3. Blank, Mara Macy. CAND. 2024 U.S. House FL5, Military Spouse, Blank, Seth Ritter Captain, USA, Rhett Blank, Chad Coppen Lieutenant, USCG, Blank, Jordan Carr. CAND. 2022 FLH DIST. 2 Veteran, USAF, Blank, Matthew Shoemaker CAND. 2024 U.S. House NC13, Lieutenant, USNR. Blank, Ryan Sweasley Walk the Talk Foundation Lieutenant Col, USAF, Rhett Blank, Scott Decrog Col, USAFR, Rhett FMR CMDR 44th Fighter GRP, Blank, Chase Spears Major, USA, Rhett Blank, FR. Daniel R. Nolan Veteran, USMC, Blank, Christopher D. Clarget Captain, MC, USN, Rhett Blank, Brad D. Melica Captain, USN, Blank, James Link FMR Chaplain, USA Vaccine Injured, Blank, Carolina Stancic Corporal, USA Vaccine Injured, Blank, Catherine W. Ellis Col, USAF Rhett Blank, John Frankman Veteran, USA XSF Green Beret, Blank, Brianna Grace Sayspeeds Veteran, USAF Blank, Lee D. Merritt, MD. FMR Commander, USN, Blank, Joshua Hopper Captain, USMC, Blank, Edward Macy Lieutenant, USN, Blank, James A. Stober, MD Veteran, USAF, Blank, William Mosley Lieutenant, USN 4. Blank, Luke E. Negron Veteran, USAF CAND. 2020 U.S. House PA18, Blank, Ernest Ramirez Sr. Veteran, USA, Blank, Patrick Weir LCDR, USN JAG Corps, Blank, Emily Rainey Veteran, USA, Blank, Britt Galvin Veteran, USA Vaccine Injured, Blank, Paul D. Fisberg CW03, US Navy SEAL, Blank, Thomas J. Waller Jr. Lieutenant. Col. USMC, Rhett, blank, Chad Booth, captain, USA, blank, M. Aaron Miller, commander, USN, blank, John E. DeLame, FMRSFC, USA, involuntarily separated, blank, Hans W2LCDER, USN, blank, Joshua D. Donaldson, CW3, USA, Rhett, blank, Erica N. Buzico, LCDER, USN, blank, Christopher S. Tumpas, veteran, USMC and FBI analyst fired over vax refusal, blank, Michael Gary Major, USA, blank, Bruce Duncan McGray, Lieutenant Col., USAF Rhett, Vietnam veteran, blank, Brian Fitzgerald, CW4. USA, blank, Aaron Elliott Major, USAF, blank, Tom Stewart Veteran, USMC, blank, Joel Bailey Specialist, USA, blank, Evin Sven Negron Major, USAF 5. Blank, David Grit Savage Lieutenant Col., Ang, blank, Corley B. Myers SCPO, USCG, blank, Corey F. Terry SFC, USA, Rhett, blank, Jonathan Wright Captain, USAF, blank, Shane J. Hess CW3, USANCARNG, blank, William J. Kasiak Captain, USMC, blank, Anne-Marie Acevedo LCDER, USN, blank, Aaron Dunson CW3, USA, blank, Daniel Skrek Lieutenant Col., USAF Rhett, blank, Brennan Graves Captain, USAF, blank, Justin Casey Captain, USAF, blank, Barry D. Lawson CPO. USCG, Rhett, blank, Cassidy Wright Veteran, USA and USAF, blank, Giovanni D. Silva CPO, USN, blank, Ben Herring Veteran, USMCOIFOEF Veteran, blank, Matthew Powers Veteran, USCG, blank, Russell C. Patton Major, USAFR, blank, Norman Gilmore SSG, Main Ang, Rhett, blank, Matthew Green MMNC, USN, blank, Mark Zito LCDER, USN, Rhett, blank, Aaron C. Delos, PO, 2, USN, blank, Ben Zelengo LTJG, USCG, blank, Clayton G. Risser SSGT. USAF, blank, Cameron Smith Veteran, USA, blank, Joseph A. Carlson 2D Lieutenant, USSF, Rhett, blank, George Delionides CPO, USN, Rhett, blank, David W. Stebbins Major, USAF, Rhett 10. Blank, Jacob Owens Veteran, USA, blank, Christopher Sandoval PO 1, USN. Blank, William Kuhn PFC, USA, blank, Robert C. Ordus Master Chief U.S. Navy SEAL, blank, Brent Parker Captain, USAF, blank, Blake Wright Veteran, USMC, blank, James Johnson Specialist, USA, blank, Charles E. Carter Veteran, USN, blank, Charles Kirscher III Veteran, USA, blank, Connor J. Kestel Veteran, USN, blank, Gabriel Andres Gomez Veteran, USMC, blank, Holly Carter Veteran, USN, blank, David Andrezi SCPO, USCG, blank, Aaron Galletta CPO. U.S. Navy SEAL, Rhett, blank, William Larry Cooper Veteran, USA, blank, James Michael Armstrong Captain, USMC, blank, Jeffrey W. Green Veteran, USA, blank, James R. Copeland PO1, USCG, blank, Matthew Lemoine MSGT, USAF, blank, Joseph W. Haser Captain, USAFR, blank, Donald Corkins Lieutenant Col., Ang, Rhett, 11. Blank, Alec Birchfield Lieutenant, USN, blank, Stephen R. Waite PO2, USN, blank, Preston Breese Veteran, USAF MRSF Green Beret, blank, Michael K. Chinoeth CWO4, USCG, Rhett, blank, Tony McCartney Veteran, USAF, blank, Connor P. Barrelly Veteran, USCG, blank, Gretchen Sanders PO1, USCG, blank, Robert Lemoine Veteran, USAF, blank, Mark A. Bird PO1, USCG, blank, Josh Joshua Hudson PO1, USCG, blank, Patrick T. Barrelly CDER, USCG, Rhett, blank, Murray B. Baruzini CW4. USA, Rhett, blank, Alex N. Stovall 1LT, USA, blank, Aaron W. Krebs PO1, USN, blank, Zach C. Toner Captain, USA, blank, LCDER, USN, blank, Dixon Brown SCPO, USN, blank, PO2, USN Vaccine Injured 12. Blank, Captain, USMC, blank, Commander, USN, blank, Major, USAF, blank, Morgan J. Martinez ENS, USNR Veteran, USCG Special Agent CGIS, blank, blank, LCDER, USN, blank, Major, USA, blank, 1LT, USA, blank, 2 Lieutenant, USAR, blank, CW3, USA, RET, Special Forces, blank, 1st Lieutenant, USAF, blank, Lieutenant Col., USAF Ang, RET, blank, TSGT, USAFR, blank, Major, USSF, blank, Captain, USAF vaccine injured, blank, Tyler Reynolds, Lieutenant. USCG, blank, Joshua Espedal 1S, TSGT, USMC, blank, Nicole L. Goodrich, MK1, USCG.